We are 8 lines up from the bottom on Nun Amud Beis. Last time we took a little bit of a detour, focusing on a discussion about Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. Now we're back to our topic of Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Avodas Kochavim She'ovdin Osa B'makal, if an idolater is serving an idol with a staff, says Rav, Shaver Makal B'faneha, if he breaks the staff in front of the idol, Chayav, he's liable to the death penalty for serving an idol. Zarak Makal B'faneha Pater, if he throws the staff in front of the idol, he's not Chayav Misa. So what's happening over here? Well, in order to be Chayav Misa for Avodah Zarah, you have to either serve the idol in the manner that it's supposed to be served, that's Darko Bekach, and if you are not serving it in the manner in which it's served, as a general rule, you're not going to be Chayav Misa, unless it might be, like we said before, Kain Pinim, like the way that you do it in the Beis HaMikdash. So even if that's not the way that it's served, so for example, in this case, let's argue, if the way to serve this idol was to, shake the staff in front of the idol, and instead you took an animal and shechted it in front of the idol, you'd be Chayav Misa, because that's what they do in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav comes along and has a new chiddush. Rav says, if you do something in the service of the idol, which is similar to what would be done in the Beis HaMikdash, it would also be Chayav Misa. So if you break the staff, even though the way to serve the idol is to shake the staff in front of the idol, here you broke the staff, since it's similar to breaking, shechting an animal, you're breaking the staff, you're shechting the neck, you're also Chayav Misa. That's the Chiddush of Rav. But if you threw the staff, then you're not mimicking anything in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Amar Le Abaye Le Rava, Maishna Shever De Havale Kein Zvicha, Zarek Nami Havale Kein Zrika. Granted that breaking the staff is like shechting the animal, but isn't throwing the staff like throwing blood on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach? So Rav answers, Amar Le, Be'ina Zrika Mishtaberes Veleka. Says, yeah, it's not exactly the same, because when you throw the blood, it's breaking off from each itself. The particles are breaking apart. Here, the staff, it never breaks apart. It's one long piece. And therefore, it's different. You're not going to be Chayav Misa. Ace face. And now, Baye wants to challenge that statement. Safas le soa, soa, o shenasach lefene avit shomei me raglayim, chayav. Says the Braisa, if an idolater serves his idol by feeding it excrement, or by pouring in front of it a pot of urine, he'd be Chayav Misa. So now the Gemara, what? So we have to examine this Braisa. Why is that so? Bishlama avet shomei me raglayim. I understand why the pot of urine you'll be Chayav for, because ikas rika mishtaberes. It mimics the idea of sprinkling blood, because it's separating one from the next. Elatsoa maizrika mishtaberes ika. So, well, when it comes to excrement, it's like a staff. It doesn't move. You're just throwing it. So what exactly, if you're putting it in front of the idol, there's nothing mimicking what's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, it's not pnim. It's not the way that you serve. Certainly don't serve dung in the Beis HaMikdash, but it might be similar. It can be similar to Zrika, to Zrika Saddam. So the Gemara says, and can't make this stuff up, B'tsoa lecha, if you have watery excrement, so it's a little moist, so then yeah, when you put the excrement in front of the idol, it splits up a little bit. And therefore it's similar to urine, and therefore it would be similar to Zrika, but it would be different than the rod, because the rod doesn't break up. So that's Rav. That's how Rav defends his opinion. So now the Gemara says, Lema Kitanai, perhaps we can say that the Machlokas, or Rav's statement, is actually based on an earlier Machlokas Tanoim, which is as follows. Shachat le chagav, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, chachamim potrim. It says in the Mishnah that, or Braisa, if an idolater shechts a grasshopper in front of an idol, Rabbi Yehuda says the idolater is chayav misa for avodah zarah, and the chachamim say no, you're not chayav misa. So what's the machlokas over here? Says the Gemara, my love b'haka miflagi. Isn't this exactly the machlokas we're discussing here? The mar savar amrinan ke'ein zvicha, umar savar lo amrinan ke'ein zvicha. Wouldn't we say that Rabbi Yehuda says the reason why you're chayav is because, yes, it's not pnim, you don't serve in the Beis HaMikdash by shechting a grasshopper. However, it's like shechita, since you're shechting the grasshopper, it's mimicking what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, you're going to be chayav misa. And so too, like Rav said, with the staff, when you break the staff, it's like shechita, and therefore you're going to be chayav. Whereas the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, are going to say no. It has to be mamish ke'in panim. It has to be exactly like it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, just because it's similar and mimics it, that doesn't make it prohibited. Or doesn't make the idolater chayav misa. So maybe that's the machlokas, that Rav is like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, lo, not the case. To kuli am alo amrinan ke'in zvicha. No one says ke'in zvicha. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rechachamim both agree that in order to be chayav misa, it has to mimic, in general, it has to mimic exactly what's happening. It has to be ke'in pinim, exactly what happens in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, if you break a staff, that's not, you're not going to be chayav misa for it. You have to break, and you have to shecht an animal in front of it. That's what's chayav misa. Elokein pinim, it has to be exactly like it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, then the question is, over here, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you shecht the grasshopper, you're chayav misa. So why would that be okay? That should be different. That's not ke'in panim. So says Gemara v'shayni chagav ho'el v'tzavaro domel l'tzavar behema. Now chagav is different, because at least a grasshopper has a neck, has a face. So the neck is similar to the neck of an animal. Therefore, there's much more reason there to be machmir and say you're chayav misa for the shechting the grasshopper. But for a rod, for a staff, certainly you would not be chayav misa. So therefore, you see, Rav, at least at this point, is not in agreement with any other Tanoim. Rav has his own opinion. Well, the question is Rav a Tana or is Rav an Amora? If you're an Amora, you can't have your own opinion. You have to agree, have to have some precedent for your statement. But we know the famous idea that Rav has the status of a Tana. He bridged the gap. He was on the early Amoraim and the late Tanaim, and therefore his opinion can sometimes stand on his own. And over here, at this point, Rav stands on his own, that he says it doesn't just need to be Kain Panim like we've been discussing before, but even Kain Zvicha, if as long as it mimics the act, even if it's not the same act as is done in the Beis HaMikdash, that would also make the idolater Chayav Misa.